It's now time for the Mountain Meister Recap.
This is your Mountain Meisters Recap with Ray Gilmore.
Once again, Ray Gilmore joins me in studio. How are we doing, sir?
Seven more to go.
Seven more to go. That's right. Week three in the books.
Week three in the books. And we are so happy that the Liquid Sunshine held off until today.
Yeah.
So this could have been a lot worse yesterday.
Could have been a lot worse of a day.
Yeah,
for the most part, it held off for most of the
day.
When
I say we, it's not me and my mouse in my pocket. It's the Meister crew. Because I'm sitting in bed watching the live timing and calling in and harassing these guys to the point where they're not even picking up the phone now. They're like, yeah, we know. There was a DSQ. The person's fine. And I'm getting emails back saying Shelby's okay. She's going to come up and take a second run. Okay, thank goodness. You know, believe in books. They've got their team out there that are, you know, and I see, oh, no, is she okay? She's fine. How do you know? I'm like, I'm laying in bed stalking all of you watching live timing. So it's just is what it is.
Right. So they had a good day for the most part.
They had a really good day. And once again, those guys are the top males and top females are waiting until the very end of the day. And when I say the end of the day, the bow wheel has stopped turning. At like the last lift loads at 6. And Richie Scanlon made his last run, his second run, at 6:05, his pay-to-play run at 6:05, and was right behind Tim Sims. So I'm sitting there trying to type a thing for the Sun, and all of a sudden names just keep moving up and down on me.
They do not.
I think they're doing it on purpose, but I love it. I love it because you can sit there and you can watch and – for the individuals who are in first, second, and third all day, they're like, oh, I'm there. I'm like, I'm scrolling down through, did not start, hasn't gone. Okay, you're going to be about 10th. Okay.
Right.
You know, and those guys show up, and they're circling, and it is really reminiscent of the old days when Tyler Palmer used to play the Pied Piper, and they would all show up at 4 o'clock, and you didn't get to Rice until the end of the day because these guys, they tear up the course, man. Like, they're leaving 3 to 6 inch ruts in solid block ice. It's just... They're fun to watch. They're great skiers, and it's a blast. So right up until 6:05, like, we're sitting there. We can't pull the course until there's nobody else in the lift. No, here comes one more, and the lift stopped behind him. Okay, I guess that was the last chair. We're going to pull after he's gone. So, you know, it was a great stuff.
So these good guys full day.
Full 9 hours of racing. That's
a lot of racing. And the turnout obviously was good then.
Yeah, we were right underneath the 300 mark. So I think that we took a big hit on the first week because a lot of people didn't come and sign up.
Mm-hmm.
And in the past, you had to race every week. But we drop weeks now. So there's no reason to not sign up if you miss the first week, which is, I don't know if they're stuck in that or not. So just about 300 yesterday, 82 people did the pay-to-play. So for Granite Backcountry Alliance, which was great. So $410. And somehow we ended up with 414. And I don't want to know where those ones came from. But
we'll take them.
We'll take them. They'll take them. I'm not touching them. Mm-hmm. But, you know, good job. So... and what perfect timing for it. You know, we had the massive storm this past weekend, and there were people skiing on my road. There were people skiing in the Maple Villa, and I'm staring in bed at the snow, staring at this
terrible
mountain.
Terrible time to be out, huh?
Oh, man, I just want to be out there skiing. And, you know, Terrell had surgery on Thursday, so my work wife and partner in crime and all the coaching stuff, he's recouping. He's going to be up here hopefully this weekend, but we won't see him on snow. But we were staring at this thing all summer. We're like...
It's a
mile from your front door. We're going to sleep. We're going to have a blast. Yes. So, you know, the stuff that Granite Backcountry has done around the valley has been awesome. And in conjunction with Ski the Whites and what Andrew has brought to Meister. So now we have an up and down at night as well. So, I mean, we're really mixing up everything that we can. We're trying to give as wide of a swath of opportunities for all types of skiing. I don't care if it's a split board, snowboard, telemark skis,
whatever.
Come out and slide on snow. Have fun.
Right.
Sliding on your ice in the driveway this morning, not so much fun.
Exactly. Yeah,
sliding on a mountain, good time. Driveway's not so good time.
Absolutely. But, what are we looking forward for next week?
Oh, next week. So next week we have this weekend, to keep going with that Granite Backcountry thing, they're doing an adventure race at Cranmore, and it is going to go from the north base, or from the regular base lodge. You'll take off, you'll register in the morning at Zips, and you'll go up the Kandahar.
Okay.
So across the flats, up a nice steep. Most likely my daughter's going to have to boot pack that, but my daughter's going to go racing this thing with one of our other coaches, and
excellent.
She is psyched.
Right.
So she did Tux last year. So we've got that race at Cranmore. Take a look at the events page for that. And then next week we're going to have a panel slalom for the Gibson Cup, and we will have a regular Meisters race on the other side. And then that following weekend, we are having the first annual Ian Meserve Cup. So it's been 5 years since we lost Ian.
Mm-hmm.
He was the guy who trained me on the computer. And, you know, he would sit there and, you know, taught us through the ropes when I was a coach back in college. he and I had the same group for a couple of years. So it was really cool to have that stuff. And his number was always number 5. So 5 years seems just about right.
Sure.
You know, we rent out mug number 5 for him that goes towards a scholarship fund. Jimmy Fagone just did his Jimmy, I don't know, are you 60, 70 years old now? So, I mean, like 120 runs he did. He's Rip Van Winkle. So he does a run for each year for his birthday. And, you know, the event is right by Ian's birthday. So we're really psyched. So that's next weekend.
Something to look
forward
to.
This weekend, we've got that skin and ski. So, I mean, we...
Lots going on.
Always. You know, and, you know, we were talking about how Corey wasn't able to make it yesterday because Adatash is running. They're probably not running it today with the weather, but they're running Speed Week all week for the Mount Washington Valley Ski Team. And that's huge. The fact that Adatash gives those kids that much terrain to run on for the entire state, it's awesome. I mean, just, I used to love that event.
Yeah,
I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it.
Yeah,
it was so much fun.
Good. That's why Corey, for those of you who don't know out there, that's why Corey wasn't on, because the Adatash Race League didn't race on Tuesday, and it's because of what was going on over at Adatash.
Yeah.
But there's lots going on, of course, for the Mountain Meisters. You can always keep up to date by following Ray and the Meisters on Facebook. You can always check out Cranmore.com, too, for a full list of all the events and all the happenings.
Yeah.
And I believe there was one more
Was one more. So we had the Toasty Tatas giveaway for the first 3 weeks. So the last winner of the Toasty Tata giveaway is Catherine Barker. So we'll get in touch with her, make sure she gets in touch with Toasty Tatas, because I'm not friends with her on Facebook. So I do the best we can. So we'll track you down. They track you or her down.
Exactly.
Hopefully we meet in the middle. So.
Right. Very cool.
Yeah, but everybody else, make sure that this Liquid Sunshine is a sign that you should go visit one of our ski shop sponsors.
Right. And there's many out there,
there's
of course.
There's many out there.
All ready to go.
All the way down to Dover, we're sponsored with this stuff. From Cover Bridge to Andy's in the North to... You know, Sportoma and Sun and Ski and Bob and Terry's, and then I'm a personal fan of going and seeing Will Toll at Stan and Dan's and getting on that Montana, because that thing is laser precision. It's like you get exactly what you want. So.
Excellent. So so get those skis tuned up. Make sure you're ready
to go. You're
going to
need them
for the next couple of weeks of Mountain Meisters, and we will be ready to go. I do want to say thank you to White Mountains Community College for representing the Mountain Meister Recap yet again. They'll be teaming up with us all season long to make sure that we are up to date on everything Mountain Meisters. They actually just kicked off their spring semester. They kicked off just a couple days ago now.
So, Cassie, it's not too late for you to get into that. You might have missed one class, but I need that massage therapy. So why don't you just wink. My phone's going to blow up in a second.
Yes, of course. That massage therapy is a brand new thing that they have added to their lineup, and now you can check out more details about that, wmcc.edu. Make sure you go check out White Mountains Community College. Roy is making the call, so Ray's got to go. We appreciate it, sir, and we'll see you next week.
I will see you next week. I'm getting a call from the bullpen.
Absolutely. It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.